Hello, YouTube, and welcome back to yet another edition of Stories from the Friend Zone. It's the segment where we go to the Friend Zone subreddit. This time we are going to arrange by top of all of last week, and we're just going to read through them and offer some advice. He's the one. Do you ever feel like they are the one? Maybe not right now, but someday? That is my current state of mind. I was just told, I think right now we are better off friends, and yet I'm okay with that. It's an odd feeling, really, knowing, hey, they are the one, but not the one right now. He has a lot to work on. He has a lot to deal with. And I'm okay with holding his hand through it as a friend. But I'm not going to wait for him. I'm going to explore my options, as he should too. And if we are meant to be together, we will find a way. He's a good person with a good heart, but I can't and won't compete for a spot in his mind and heart. But he's the one. I can feel it. But sometimes you have to let the one go for a little, and that's okay. I mean, this is a dangerous way of... this is a dangerous way of thinking a little bit, because, you know, you can tell this to yourself about, you know, he's the one, and but at the same time you're going to explore your options and that kind of stuff. You're not going to wait around and this kind of thing. Be careful with that, because the first part of your post basically says that you are going to wait, that you're okay with waiting, that you're going to hold his hand through it as a friend, you know, however that is. Just be careful with your mentality there, because you could get yourself into a situation where you believe that there is, you know, that this person is the one for you, and what they are doing is telling you, well, actually, I'm not the one for you, but I'm, you know, too weak to tell you that straight to your face and just gonna kind of tell you that we're better off friends for right now. And then when, you know, more options come along for you and more opportunities come for you and that kind of stuff, you could end up blocking them out because you're waiting for the one. Who is this guy who is kind of telling you that he's not the one? Just be careful with where you're going with this, because you can think to yourself that he's the one all you want, but, you know, he could be thinking that you're not the one at all and just not saying it to you. The other thing is that, you know, what's your intentions here? Is that, are you going to hold his hand through it as a friend, for him to come out as the one for you on the other side? What if that doesn't happen? What if he actually doesn't like you in that way, and you were holding his hand through it as a friend for something that you are not going to get in the end? All I'm saying is just be careful here. And yes, you should move on. I've liked him for 5 months. We've talked day and night, hoping he's gonna fall for me one day, but I think I had enough. It's time to get over him.
That's literally it. There's no text, there's no nothing. What else are we gonna get out of this? Here, I will dispense this kind of information. Someone's not gonna fall for you because you're talking with them day and night. Listen, I've had so many conversations on the phone with members of the opposite sex that have lasted so goddamn long, and it didn't ever turn into anything. And I was waiting for the thing. I was waiting for it, and it could have taken the amount of time of 5 months. But talking all day on the phone, throughout the day, throughout the night, tying up the phone line, tying up the internet line, spending a lot of time wondering when is this person to get on, or listening to all the shit that they're talking about. That's not a way that someone becomes attracted to you. Someone is attracted to you because of the life that you're leading is one that is interesting to you. And if your life is interesting to you and you're doing things that matter to you, people are going to gravitate towards you that are also interested in that kind of thing. Listening to all of his problems or all of his shit, whatever is going on, spending a bunch of your time and investing a bunch of your time into one person, especially if it's phone calls, you know, lasting forever or whatever, That's not going to attract that person to you because that person is already comfortable with just having you listen to them nonstop. And they don't need to invest anything else into that. They don't need to invest anything else into that friendship or relationship because they already got what they wanted, which is someone who's just sitting around and listening to them. Live the life that you want to live. Talk about things that are interesting to you. Surround yourself with people that are, you know, like-minded individuals and have the same values as you do. And, you know, someone will be attracted to you. Should I ask him? I don't know how to act when I see him now. It's about a guy who liked me years ago, but he never confessed to me we weren't something, just friends. We lost contact, but he texted me a SMS. We talked friendly until I texted him again, and he did not answer me messages, and we lost contact again. Years later, he saw me again in a birthday's friend, and when he saw me, he looked away quickly. He was elusive and weird with me. He greeted everyone, but he greeted me last, and he was uncomfortable? IDK, he was just weird with me. It is as if he is avoiding me now for a strange reason and does not want to be my friend either. Does he hate me now? I mean, look, this guy liked you a long time ago and now he's acting weird around you. It's probably because that when he sees you, he's just reminded about how he fucked up a long time ago and really didn't ever do anything about it. And so now has to kind of face with the fact that he didn't capitalize on something that he might have had. By the way, have not seen the letters SMS in so long. Maybe he doesn't like you anymore. Maybe he feels weird about how much he liked you before. Maybe he still likes you. Maybe he thinks that you don't like him. Maybe one of you or both of you have changed so much that, you know, there's something about the other person, there's something about you that he doesn't like, or maybe there's something about him that he might think that you don't like. I don't know. Should you ask him? Should you ask him what? Why are you being a weirdo? Does he hate you? I mean, I don't know. Here's what you gotta ask yourself. What do you want out of this? What do you want out of this friendship? Why are you reaching out to this person? You're reaching out to him. He lost contact. He doesn't return messages. Something like this. What is the point of reaching out to this person? Do you like him? Do you want to be friends? Do you want to be more than friends? Did you like him in the past? I would say ask yourself that question. And from there, you can kind of determine, okay, do I actually want to talk to this person? Because look, someone who's not returning your text messages, someone who's acting strangely around you, greeting you last, kind of avoiding you, why would you want to be around that person unless you wanted something out of it? So ask yourself the question, what do I want out of this? And then from there, ask him whatever you want, I guess. Or just ask him nothing. Friend zoned again. This girl that I like did it again, friend zone strikes again, a normal day until she began copying what I said. I said what she said a bunch of times, then I said why she did it again, then I said what am I to you? She said it too. Then here's when friend zone comes. Me, I love you. She saw my message and didn't reply until a few hours later. Her, I love you. I was like, wait, did she just say that out of pity? Forget about that. Me, I meant it. Do you mean it? Here's comes the friend zone. Her, OFC, you're my best friend. Waited half an hour for a reply just to see this? When I saw her reply, my heart just shuddered. So yeah, thanks for reading this. This is my story of how I get friend zoned. I mean, what's your goal here? What's your goal here? I know, for the first part of the post, I have no idea what you're saying. A normal day until she began copying what I said. I said what she said a bunch of times. Then I said why she did it again. And then I said, what?
Here's the thing. If I asked you if you loved a person, if I showed you a person who just posted this, said the exact same words that I just did 15 seconds ago, and then said, hey, do you love this person? Would you love this person that does this? I love you. Wait, but I meant that I love you. What do you mean? What? You have to know that this is going nowheres, right? What are your interactions like before this? What are your guys' interactions on a daily basis? Is it like this? You say something, she says something, she says something, you say something, the same thing. Here's the thing, man, is that you're waiting around for a reply that you're kind of goading her into, right? So you're doing the whole I love you over text thing. By the way, you don't want to do that. You don't want to explain to a person that you love them over text. Think about it. Would you ask someone to marry you over text? If you love someone, you would marry them, right? If you wanted to marry them, let's just say. You're not going to ask them over text. Why would you tell someone for the first time, I love you, over the text message, and then wait around for a half hour or an hour or whatever for them to reply, whatever they're going to reply. And then after they reply that, then you do the thing where it's like, but wait, really? But really? Are you sure? Because I meant it. I mean, are you meaning it right now? Here's the thing. You're not really sure of yourself in this kind of situation. What you really want to do, if you want to express your love to somebody, you want to tell someone really how they feel, and again, I know that it's kind of difficult in the current environment, but you want to do it in person. You want to do it in person so you can see their reaction, so you can see if they are being genuine, honestly, so that you can prove to yourself that you can do it. That's one of the things, right? Is that, look, this thread message, this little text thread that I'm seeing right here is on top of an entire pile of interactions that basically amount to you not being upfront about your intentions with this person. And that all culminates in what is happening right here. If you're not going to tell this person that you love them to their face, why would I believe that you did anything else with them in person that made them think that you were attracted to them or that made you attractive to them? And the whole time is like you kind of know this. You know this so much that you automatically knew that her reply was out of pity, or really what looks like to me is kind of a way to sort of, you know, snake out of the situation to where she kind of has to tell you no. She doesn't want to have to tell you no. That's uncomfortable for her. She's probably been trying to drop hints the entire time, or you have been so friendly to her and really non-assumptive, or haven't been, you know, true with your actions and intentions, that she can get away with the idea that you're not in love with her because you haven't done anything to prove that to her. Then when you drop the bomb on her through the text message, that's going to be really uncomfortable for her because she's been kind of having this plausible deniability the entire time. But now that you're kind of coming out with it, then it's uncomfortable for her to have to tell you, actually, I don't like you like that. You're really just a friend to me. I thought you kind of knew that because you haven't done anything that would make me believe that you were attracted to me or were in love with me. You got to start being true with your actions and your intentions. You got to be honest with people. And look, I don't know how long you guys have been friends or whatever before this entire thing happened, but you gotta say this kind of thing in person and way earlier than whenever you just did it. You have to let a person know. If you are attracted to a person, you have to let them know. You have to let them know, and that's after building plenty of rapport and telling that person about yourself, with the kind of things that you like, the kind of things that you're interested in and your passions, and learning about them, learning about what they like and what they do, what interests them, and that kind of thing. And once you guys have, you know, once you guys have similar values, similar interests, and that kind of stuff, or you find someone that is like that, you got to tell them, and you got to tell them quickly, because as you know, you may have listened to other podcasts, is that it happens plenty of times where people are not true with their intentions, what they want to do, and then they get quote unquote friend zoned when they ultimately drop the bomb over to text message. So practice being true with your intentions, being honest with people about how you feel. And it could be about little things. It could just be telling your friend about how you feel about them, or, and not this person. I'm talking about, you know, another person that you don't have a romantic interest in. You know, start talking about things that really interest you, maybe even to this person. But start putting yourself out there just a little bit by a little bit, and being intentional with what you say, and have meaning behind your words when you say things to people in person. And then from there, you will eventually work up the courage to tell someone that you love them in person. I'm a time hoe. I just realized today that I'm a time hoe, or an intellectual whore, and that is to say, I'm a guy that is there for a woman to fulfill certain aspects of her social life and nothing more. I fulfill her intellectual cravings, her humor cravings. I'm the guy that she can call whenever the guy she's fucking makes her feel like shit, ho. I'm that guy to a lot of women. I'm the pick her up because she doesn't have a car, ho. Go to the movies with me and fuck someone else, ho. I'm that guy. So my question is the friend zone really worth it? Literally, every single woman that I have been interested in has told me that I'm a great guy while accepting someone inferior, but ended up rejecting me and keeping me as a friend, but used me for everything else, and I was stupid enough to acquiesce to their demands. You could say that I was never truly her friend because I wanted more than her friendship, duh, and I would agree with you. You could say the same about women who do this to men as well. Make no mistake, women offering the friend zone is like white, in chess, offering the poisoned pawn. If accepted by black, then black is at a positional and material disadvantage. If men accept the friend zone, the poisoned pawn, they, too, are at a positional and material disadvantage. I don't fault women for this, BTW. Nor do I hate women. I'm not an incel by any means. I'm just a guy trying to figure shit out, and I don't see the real upside to being friends with a woman you're attracted to. Unless you're okay with being an intellectual whore or a time hoe, which I am not. You know, I just recently watched this movie from a long time ago, the ancient times, called When Harry Met Sally. And in the movie When Harry Met Sally, they bring up this idea that men can't be friends with women. Men can't be friends with women because there's always going to be the issue of sex. The guy is always going to want to get with the girl, right? I'm getting this feeling from your question of, why should I be a woman's friend if it's not going to pan out in the long run because I obviously want something more than that? I'm going to kind of roll this in also with the you believe that these women that you're friends with are ending up with someone inferior. Here's the difference between you and these men who are inferior, as you say, to you, is that these other guys are not going to drop whatever they are doing in order to give, you know, this girl a ride. They're not going to say to them, hey, if there's something important that this girl needs to do, but I'm doing my own thing, I got my own life they're living, let me just go ahead and forget about my life and just do whatever the girl wants to do. That's the difference. And when guys, you know, in the friend zone or in your kind of situation, see these other guys, they think, wow, that guy's an asshole, that guy's a dick, they don't really treat her as good, they don't treat her as good as I do, etc. Because there's a perception there that someone who is doing his own thing and not going to spend his time sort of placating women or a woman that he's interested in, he's going to take that time and do whatever he wants with it. And I don't really care for the phrase that you used of a time hoe, but I do dig it in the sense that that's kind of what you're doing, is that you have the same amount of time that everyone else does. You have your own life. You have time to spend, right? And that's a finite resource, is your time. And when someone is coming up to you and saying, hey, oh, I need a ride because I don't have a car, go to the movies with me because no one else will go, and you're agreeing to that kind of thing, you're spending your time doing things that maybe you don't want to do, or investing that time into something that you believe will have a certain outcome, you're selling your time for cheap. You're hoeing out your time. So I don't care for the phrase that you use, but I do understand why you made it, because you're basically telling these women that, hey, my time isn't really worth anything. How do you know that? Because you're asking for it and I'm giving it to you and you're not really giving me anything in return. Now, not saying that you should be doing it, not saying that you should be in trying to invest a bunch of time and expecting something else to come out, but what I'm saying is that the amount of time that you have in your life is finite. Therefore, it has a value. The time that you have in your life has value. You should be spending that time increasing your own value, increasing value in your life, increasing the value of other people's around you, increasing value in the world. And from there, the women that you are interested in, or women will become attracted to you, and we'll see that you create value. We'll see that you have value, rather than spending time or investing time into someone like them who may not have value, or may not be creating as much value as you, or may not be giving you the kind of value that is equivalent to the return that you should be getting out of your time. The thing is that women or men, it doesn't matter, anybody, they don't offer the friend zone. The friend zone is not something that is offered. The friend zone is something that people wrangle themselves into because they've invested a bunch of time into a person instead of their own person, instead of themselves, and thinking that they're going to get something out of it. And so the women in this case will then be like, well, I mean, why would they change that? They're not going to change that kind of situation. They're getting rides. They're getting movies. Just, and I know that this is kind of stark, but just don't become that guy. If someone's going to ask you, hey, can you give me a ride because I don't have a car, and you're doing something else, say, hey, I'm busy. I got other things to do. She wants to take you to a chick flick and fuck someone else after that, and you're really not interested in the movie at all, why would you see that movie then? If you're not interested in the movie and you know that she's going to get with someone else, why even hang out with them? Here is how you lessen your chance of getting to a positional or material disadvantage. And it's right there in those words right there, is material, is make yourself more valuable, not in material things, but use your time to invest in yourself, learn more things, work out, study things that you're interested in, create something of value, create value in your life, and you won't be in a positional or material disadvantage anymore, because you will have other people coming to you because of the value you bring to yourself and to them and to the world around you. And that's because you're spending time, investing time into yourself and building up that value, rather than investing time in someone else where there is no value. Give me the F. It's weird because I know it was about to happen again, but I still had some hope. She has been telling me she doesn't want a relationship. That means she doesn't want a relationship with me. I tried to be just a friend. I swear I tried, but the more we talk, the more I fall in love with her. The worst thing, I still feel like I'm behaving like a boyfriend. I know and feel she sees me as a close friend. She tells me most of the things that happen on a daily basis. She asked me if I considered her a friend, and I said she was more than that. I freaked out and couldn't tell her I still love her in the middle of a restaurant. Minutes later, I was in a cab heading home and sent her a voice note telling her that I want her to be more than a friend and that she was in the love you zone, not the explicitly romantic way. And guess what I received? Thank you for letting me know. I feel like shit right now. I know it's going to happen. She will text me tomorrow at the same hour and suddenly everything will be behind. I know she needs a friend, but I'm afraid I can't be that friend. I don't want to ask her again to stop talking to me. I'm tired of this emotional roller coaster. I want to write more, but I'm tired. I can be dying right now. I wouldn't care that much. I just want to sleep, time travel, and prevent me to know her, meet my younger version, and tell him to pay attention to the girls that flirted with you. I feel like I wasted 27 years of my life. I want space, but I don't think letting her down is a good idea right now. I care too much for her. But I need someone that loves me back. Look, man, it's all about in your intention and your honesty with yourself. You gotta be honest with yourself. Come on, man. Is there a such thing as a love you zone? Not the explicitly romantic way. What does that even mean? You're in the love you zone, but not in a romantic way. You have romantic feelings for her, but she didn't return them the first time, so you're like shutting them off. So you're trying to help her believe that you are just friends when in fact you are romantically interested in her? Come on, man. You gotta be honest here. You gotta be honest to yourself. You like her, dude. You're super interested in her, and you like her for whatever reason, I don't know. But if you can't admit that to yourself, you're definitely not going to be able to admit that to her. And then you're right, dude. She's going to text you the next day, act like everything's fine. She appreciates that you take her out to the restaurant. She appreciates that you're... Check this out. She appreciates that you're suppressing your own feelings for her in order for her to be happy. How does that make sense? Why would you do that for somebody? Why would you make yourself feel worse? Why would you just basically set yourself on fire to keep someone else warm? And then they're basically saying, yeah, that's fine. And you're like, well, I'd like to be warm too without having to be on fire. And she's like, eh, but that doesn't work for me. That's not good, man. This situation is not healthy, right? Thank you for letting me know. That's some shit that your boss says when you just told them something that they literally don't care about. You gotta break it off with this person. And the reason that I say that, the reason I go this direction is that you gotta sort of cut them off, is you gotta think about yourself first, man. You can't suppress your feelings or act in a certain way to take care of someone else, especially when that person is not going to return the favor. I mean, look, you're adjusting your emotions around her to make her feel better. She's not going to do the same for you. She's not going to fall in love with you to make you feel better. You got to stop talking to this person. And the reason that I say that is because then at that point, you can be honest to both people. You can say to yourself, hey, I actually really like this person. It's destructive to be around this person because this person doesn't like me back in this way. And you're being honest to her in the fact that you like her and you can't be around her if she's not gonna like you in the same way. You saying that you're putting her in the love you zone does not give you any control over the situation. That does not give you any kind of power in this relationship dynamic where you're basically acting like a boyfriend but then not getting any of the boyfriend benefits. You have to give yourself some control in your life and just tell yourself, hey, I cannot interact with this person. This is hurting me emotionally. You got to focus on yourself. You got to give some value to yourself. Give some love to yourself. And surround yourself with people who are going to make you laugh, make you feel better. And look, if you ask her to stop talking to you and she throws a fit about it or she's super sad about it, I mean, look, on the one hand, okay, are you her only friend? You know, and on the other hand, is like, That's just mean to keep you in that kind of situation. It's mean for you to basically tell her how you feel and then for her to know that, understand it, and then still, you know, treat you in this same way where she, you know, can't be without you. She needs you around to, you know, feel better emotionally. That's not helpful to anyone. That's destructive to both people. You got to take care of yourself, man. I'm not sure what to do. Okay, so I have liked my best friend for a long time now, and I'm not sure if telling her is a good idea because I'm quite awkward when it comes to this sort of stuff, so I would end up making it awkward and we could end up losing our friendship, which I don't want to happen, so I have no idea if I should tell her and just deal with it if we are no longer friends after or not tell her. I really don't want to get friend-zoned. And I'm not sure if I want to risk getting friend-zoned. Edit, thanks for the comments saying to do it. I just sent it to her and waiting on a reply. Edit 2. Okay, so she said, aw, I sent her a long message. And in the message, I put that I would end up making it awkward, and she said, we won't stop talking, and if it's awkward, we will get through it, so she doesn't like me, and I expected her to say just a no, but it was nicer that she said it more spread out, so kind of friend zone, but not as straight up as other situations. Thanks for the comments, because I know there's not many, but I wouldn't have said it to her if that tiny bit of confidence came from them. Edit 3. Now she's feeling bad and keeps saying she feels bad, but she doesn't need to. Guys, what the fuck? First off, you got friendzone. Let's get that out of the way. It's also like so many posts that I've read on this thread or on this subreddit before. So there's that. Here's the thing. Yeah. All of these girls that are friend-zoning you guys, they're going to want to get through this. Literally every post that I just read in the past 30 minutes have been some form of, I told her I liked her over text message, and then she kind of let me down nicely, and I'm still talking to her because, you know, we would lose the friendship or she would feel bad if I didn't. Well, yeah, you guys are taking her out in the car, you guys are taking her out on movies, you guys are talking all day on the phone. Why would anyone stop that kind of situation? You guys are paying for her meals, taking her out to restaurants, not being true to yourselves or being honest and upfront about how your feelings about a person. Why would they want to end that? They're getting all of the benefit and not having to give anything. Oh yeah, they're going to get through the awkwardness, no problem, because the awkwardness is on your side. They don't give a shit. Hey. Good job telling her how you feel. Okay, I guess I'll pat you on the back just a little bit. It was still over text. Not going to give you that much credit, but I'll give you a little bit. And now take that and do that in person. Do it earlier. And listen to the other people's problems that have been going on for the past half hour and understand that you can't keep investing in a friendship and expect something else to come out of that. You can't keep treating a girl friend like a guy friend, or you can't keep treating someone as if it's a platonic relationship and expect sex to come out of it. That's just not going to happen. You have to be honest with your intentions. You have to let people know how you feel about them. And you got to be for real. You can't make it awkward. You got to be honest and you got to be a little bit confident about it. But hey, everybody in the podcast right now, I guess, congratulations. Congratulations for telling people how you feel. I will say that that's probably a different situation than what I usually read on here, which is people not saying anything. So congratulations to everybody for saying something. All right, that's going to be it for me. I will see you guys next week. The website is friendzone.me. It's on YouTube. You can subscribe on Spotify, etc. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you later.